This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. The federal government is seeking to strip a Commerce City woman of her citizenship. Prosecutors say Maria Lourdes Montoya knew her husband was not a U.S. citizen when she naturalized. She is 63 years old and from Mexico. Authorities say her husband was also from Mexico, but that he had assumed the identity of another man who was a U.S. citizen. Montoya is due back in court in Denver for a hearing next month. White River National Forest is proposing new forest thinning projects in both Eagle and Summit counties. CPR's Molly Cruz has the details.
Officials at the National Forest that spans 9 counties across Colorado say they are planning a 2-year forest thinning project to help reduce wildfire risk and improve the forest health. A spokesperson with the Forest Service says that many areas treated during the mountain pine beetle outbreak during the mid-90s and 2000s have since regrown with dense young lodgepole pine trees. The Forest Service says it plans to thin no more than 1,000 acres per year and will host public informational meetings next week in Minturn and in Silverthorne. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
And in Colorado Springs, roads in North Cheyenne Canyon Park remain closed for repairs. That's after recent significant storm damage this past weekend. Parts of the roadways have been covered in debris or have even caved away. Vehicles and bicycles are not permitted on the closed roads. However, designated hiking trails in the park are still open. And Colorado voters are receiving primary election ballots in the mail starting this week. County clerks have until Friday to send them out. That's according to state election officials. In El Paso County, they're already out. Voters not affiliated with a party will receive both Republican and Democratic ballots, but they can only pick one to fill out and return. The primary election is on June 30th. This is CPR News and KRCC. Stay with us as Morning Edition continues. It's 6:06.